CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
All right, let's get into Relax. It's Flax for a Friday afternoon. Mike Flax is in the building, and you've got a special song, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Let's go. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance and you'll never ever know. I got money in my hand that I really like to blow. Swag, swag. This music.
Oh, yeah, let's try something else.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
Okay, hang on. Try and get a little bit in tune with the song, so. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance, or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hand, and I really like to
swag on you.
Tell me what you like, it, tell me what you don't. I could be your Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. I don't know if I want to fight. Yeah, you already know. I'll make you shine bright like a lane in a snowbird.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend till the world ends. Baby, take a chance.
Bring it back, Flax. Let's round this up.
Let's go straight to the end.
Boyfriend, na 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 na.
That was glorious.
That was beautiful.
I love the ending.
Wow,
so harmonious.
That was really, really.
I mean, put the harmony in harmonious. Harmonious.
I'm just really emotional at how good that was. I really poured my soul into it. Should we do another one?
We can. You choose a song. It doesn't have to be a Justin Bieber. I want what's closest to your heart.
Yeah.
Akon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it going to get? Got naked, chilling with the girl next door. She was in the bed, butt naked, lying in the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had
been in a relationship?
How could I forget that I've
been in a relationship? Yeah.
I don't know the words. That is Shaggy, right?
No, that was Akon with Lonely.
Oh.
But I mean, it kind of worked for a second there.
It sounded exactly the same.
It wasn't bad.
A lot of people are doing that these days, stealing other people's songs.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. It was really, really good, that Flax. Well done.
That was our treat for you for the week.
Nice. Let's continue to treat.
With a bit of Relax, it's Flax.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get the right thing lined up here. Dun, 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 dun.
Relax, it's Flax.
Or Relax, get Flax.
I've never been able to do that.
What's happening, Flax?
So much is actually happening, to be honest. Did you hear about that cute little story about the dog that was diagnosed with cancer and the owner decided to give it a bucket list?
Oh, wow. How did the dog choose what was on the bucket list,
well,
though?
Well, obviously the owner chose because it's been with him for so long.
Yeah.
And he put some cool things like he took him to McDonald's and let him eat a Big Mac, took him for a ride in a real police car. Took him on a helicopter, gave him ice cream.
That's dope.
He even met a celebrity vet. That was pretty cool.
That's very cool. That's cute. But shame that that sucks. Like letting go of a dog can be one of the hardest things.
Mm.
Have you ever had to put a dog down?
No, not that I know of. Okay. We used to have lots of dogs when we were small. And I remember one, like, she was quite vicious, but only at times.
So where are they now?
I don't know. Well, some of them passed with age, like Spotty, but okay. I wasn't sure what happened to Sheba.
Okay, where's Sheba?
I don't know.
Okay.
She was there one day and then not. Okay. My parents would never ever tell me if something happened bad because they try to protect
good.
Their kids.
Melissa on WeChat says, that's the best duo ever, just the greatest. Amazing voices. You should get Diplo and Skrillex to collaborate with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are here now.
Yeah.
That would be the name of our song.
We are here now.
Where are you now? We are here now.
That's it. What else, bro?
So when it comes to breaking up, it gets very technical and sometimes it can be hard. So companies actually offering their services for, what's the pound to the rand?
Because 13, 14, 15 rand.
So for 26 rand, you can get them to send a breakup SMS to your loved one. Well, your
That's
unloved
horrible.
One. Unloved one.
That's horrible.
Well, it saves you time and effort of having to, like, because if you're not good at, like, communicating, this helps you out a lot. This takes the whole tedious task of having to
script
the
right message. Yeah, but it's not nice to the
other
person.
They won't know, though.
No, you should always at least take someone out for lunch or something if you've been dating them and you need to let them down.
No, and then you're left with, like, this awkward silence and this awkward bill, and then...
Yeah, but you've done the right thing. Of course you should take the bill. If you're breaking up with the person, the least you can do is take the bill.
No, I think you should...
No one should ever be in a relationship with you. You're a horrible person.
I know. That's why no one is in a relationship with me.
You're in a relationship
with
yourself.
I'm in a relationship with life and creativity.
Tell me about your relationship with creativity.
I'm hashtag exploring my creativity.
Oh, nice.
As you can see, my hair's growing very long.
Nice.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. Started wearing a lot of high-top sneakers.
Yeah, you've changed it up quite a bit.
Mm.
Producer Jonathan has a lot of comments on this. He's hand-signaling like a wild man. Jono, do you want to get in here real quick and express how you're feeling? Here comes producer Jonathan. Okay, your mic's on now.
Okay. I was just saying that Flax is working on a man bun.
Ah.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to signal.
It's still undecided.
I think you can pull it off, though. You know, yeah. I'm excited for it.
Nice. You recently had a haircut, Jono.
Yeah, I went a whole lot shorter. I actually miss it a bit.
Okay, your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would never do that coming close to winter.
Yeah, I was just having a bad hair day. Then I went, never get your hair cut on a bad hair day because then you tell them to chop it all off.
Okay, and then it's all gone,
Then you regret it.
Do you want to give a stab at that Justin Bieber song?
No, I do
okay,
not.
Cool.
Yeah. I was also just trying to signal that Mike is in a relationship with his hand. That's what I was pointing to my hand for.
What do you mean he's in a relationship with his hand?
I don't know, you know. You can work it out. I just don't buy it. I know he's celibate and all. I just don't buy that he's getting no action. You know what I mean?
So you think he's just masturbating furiously?
He won't admit it, but he's a little bit too calm. Wouldn't you say? No? Okay.
And now that awkward silence is over...
Yeah, the Flax, well, I don't know, because Jono walked into the bathroom the other day.
Yes? what happened?
And apparently, well, this is what producer Kat told me. Apparently, Flax was there, and then Jono has a video clip, Flax was speaking to his hand.
What?
He was speaking to his hand, and it sounded like this. All I wanna do.
That is such a lie.
I wouldn't make that shit up.
It's such a lie.
There we go. Thanks, Jono. You always bring the crude. what else, Flax?
So remember,
you see, now I feel bad because I gave you a hard time. This is the problem.
That was so awkward. Like, just lies were up in the air.
It's horrible. That was horrible. The Flax is a good guy. What else, Flax?
So remember you could send someone a glitter bomb?
Yes.
So now you can actually send them a fart in a jar.
Oy.
A legit fart in a jar.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
I think it's genius.
No. Well,
think about it. That website that they started to send someone a glitter bomb, that guy sold it for 48,000.
How do they capture the fart, though?
You just fart in a jar.
So you put the...
You can purchase it online, someone else's fart even.
That is horrible. Why is that allowed? That should be illegal.
It's just something fun to do, you know?
No, it's not.
A joke.
What? Next thing you're going to be setting a shit in a jar. That's the next step from that. Don't encourage this behavior.
I think it's actually been done before with someone. You could send someone.
I hate this conversation.
Fake feces,
next.
I think it's genius. So, if you get sick of, like, having your... So, you know, your iPhone has the fingerprint reader.
Yeah.
So, if you get sick of using that, there's an application which reads your eyes.
Wow.
So it can scan your eyes and then it can unlock your phone.
Wow, that's
how
amazing.
How mad is that?
Yeah, listen, I don't know though, because that means you're going to like squint at your screen. You're going to look really weird.
I think it's genius the way technology is progressing.
Well, then you get it and see what happens.
No, because I'd be scared that it hasn't like branched out into everyone else.
And
so
Apple haven't approved
really
it
yeah. work yet.
What else, dude?
Have you heard of Lily?
Lily is in the flower.
No, Lily's this new drone.
Oh.
So basically, it's a drone you throw up into the air and you wear a band on your hand and it follows this band. So it will follow you and film you wherever you go.
Wow.
How cool is that? You can go snowboarding. This thing will follow you. You don't need someone to fly it.
That's amazing.
I think it's about $500. So
drones are unbelievable.
Say 10 rand to the dollar, 5,000 rand.
There's a great video on YouTube. If you search in YouTube for droney, and this guy who
the drone races.
Traveled a bit of Mexico, and he took this amazing video on a drone.
Oh, I think drones are so awesome.
You've got to go check it out. He's the same guy that did that world's greatest selfie, where he took a selfie in every single country over 365 days.
Hey, Matt, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I love selfies.
Best you go to the car train after this. You really are good at selfies, though, Flax.
Yeah. I've got in the... my hands... I say my hands at a 90-degree angle because I just look acute.
Okay. You see, I don't know if we can bring up the hands again because we had such an awkward conversation just now. I would leave the hands out of it.
Okay, my arm is at 90-degree angle.
Wow.
Because I'm that acute.
Okay. What else, dude?
So, I wanted to run through a couple of these hip-hop terms with you, and these from way back in the day, and see if you know what they mean.
Of course I'm going to know what they mean.
Do you know what big pimping is?
It's when you're a pimp and it's when you got a lot of stuff. You're really rich.
No. It's when you have multiple women at once while making it look easy.
Wow.
Do you know what crunk is?
It's when you are something and drunk.
Highly intoxicated, crazy drunk, mad popular by hip-hop artist Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Lil Jon.
There you go.
What about Scrubs?
TLC had a song called No Scrubs, so Scrubs would be like a no good guy.
Nah. Oh, you're getting these all wrong. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly, and he's also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Those are the lyrics to the song. That's not the meaning of the word.
Used in a sentence to describe... She used to date scrubs, but now she messes with a dude
yeah,
with a car.
It's a no good guy, a scrub.
Well, a guy that thinks he's too fly.
It's a song by TLC.
Yeah, these come from songs.
No, but I'm saying you said that was the definition, but you just read the lyric for the song.
Is that the lyric?
Okay, what is the lyric? What is the meaning? What is your definition of the word again?
A guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster, always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
No, it's not quite
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Hang on. I don't want your number, no. I don't want to give you my... it's right at the beginning, apparently. Yeah. You ready, Flax, to be proven wrong?
I think you're going to be
What do
be
I get if
wrong.
You're wrong? Just before I... No, what do I get if you're wrong?
I don't know.
What do you get if I'm wrong?
You get... You can play a victory trumpets or something.
I tell you what, you can have my show for a week if I get this wrong.
Okay. Yes, this is tense moments, eh?
What was your definition again?
A guy that thinks he's flying is also known as a buster, always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
What do I get, though, if I'm right?
I don't know, whatever you want.
Producer Cat, what do we want? Okay, you know what? I'm so confident that I'm not actually going to ask you for anything because I know that I'm right. But that's if I'm it. Wrong, I'll give you the show for a week.
Okay, you win. How did you know that?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, along with the other 12 million people that have seen that music video on YouTube. Dude, what else?
Do you know what a chill pill is?
A chill pill is like when someone says take a chill pill, it's like calm down.
That is correct. What about going postal?
I don't know what that is.
It means to lose your cool and freak out at somebody.
Okay.
Yo, I'm gonna go postal on you.
Yeah. Who's recently gone postal in the office?
Who's gone postal?
No one's really lost their ish yet for a while.
I don't know. Do you want to stir things?
No. What else, dude?
What about right there?
Right there.
T-H-U-R-R.
Put it right there. Put it right there.
Another way to say right there.
Yeah.
What about knocking boots?
Oh, these are dreadful. What is knocking boots?
When two people hook up.
Okay.
Home skillet?
Can I ask you some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but one more. Home skillet?
When you're staying at home for too long?
A term of endearment for one of your homies. Home skillet.
Okay. This word currently describes your life. The word is mabstinent.
Mabstinent. I'm pretty sure where abstinence comes from. Maybe.
Mabstinent.
Remaining abstinent? Remaining.
Mabstinent is to abstain from masturbation. find your silence. What does that mean?
To find yourself.
No, to keep quiet and shut up. Verbal punches.
It's to chirp.
To say things intended to hurt another person. Yeah. PFM.
PFM. Peripheral.
No.
Female.
Pure effing magic. Service the account.
Means look into it.
No. A euphemism for masturbating, especially at work.
That's pretty funny.
Bridesmaid wasted.
When you knock over your drink.
The special kind of drunk you only get as a female member of a wedding party. Netflix bipolar.
Means sometimes you hate it, sometimes you love it.
When you can't decide what to watch on TV, so you keep switching from one thing to the other.
Where are you finding these?
Let me see here. Postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression.
When you fart and it didn't exceed your expectations.
So see?
I got a feeling I'm pretty right on this one.
The sense of letdown.
Postpartum depression.
There you go. The sense of letdown after your cat, dog, or spouse does not recognize your fart with as much enthusiasm as you were feeling it deserved.
Do you know what woldy means?
No.
Your homie, the people you come up with, down to do whatever, your right-hand man. You my Waldy. Waldy.
Let's do one more here. Let me see if I can get you with something that's good.
What about Jiggy?
Jiggy? What's Jiggy is to have sex.
No, Jiggy's when you're the flyest one in the room.
Bathroom buckshot.
Bathroom buckshot. When you stand far away from the urinal and get and pee into it and you don't miss.
Bathroom buckshot.
The act of having explosive diarrhea in close proximity to a toilet, which results in...
Oh. That is not what I needed right now.
That's nasty. That's thirst trapping.
Thirst trapping.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are using this at the moment, actually.
When you can't get the opposite sex?
The act of looking very attractive to the opposing gender to lead them on to rejection.
Oh, yeses. That's harsh.
Thirst trapping. That's horrible. That's urbandictionary.com. That's where I found mine.
Do you know where I found that story of the fart in a jar?
No.
On our Cliff Central website.
Oh, wow.
And news.
Very cool.
Also, you can get it on WeChat, our official account.
Nice. Nice pun there. Punt. Dude, what's the final biggest story you want me to let me know?
Oh, this I thought was pretty damn cool.
What is it?
Do you know that you can now order a pizza by tweeting the pizza emoji to a certain company?
Wow.
And they'll deliver you a pizza.
That is pretty dope.
How cool is that? Technology.
Is it free?
No, I think you pay for it.
Yeah, you probably definitely pay
for
it.
But I think what happens is you tweet that that little pizza icon, and they DM you and ask for your address, and when it and then you say what you want, and when it comes, you'll pay for it.
That's very, very cool. Technology is taking over.
Mm.
And then finally, your thought for the week, dude.
Thought for the week. See, you always get me off guard with this, because I want to give you like amazing ones. So I go to my little app that I have here, which generates thoughts for me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Some
people would call that their brain, but for you, different.
Well, everything's an app nowadays.
True.
I just wish this app would open.
It's okay. This is relaxing music until it happens. It is called Relax, It's Flax.
What about, I'm the boss? No. Today's forecast, 100% chance of winning.
Nice. Beautiful. Those are very motivational words. Flax, it's Michael Flax everywhere, huh?
Yes.
Very, very
all
cool.
Around the world.
All around the world. We'll do this all again on Monday between 3 and 6. If you missed anything from this week, hit cliffcentral.com to catch up on the podcast. Otherwise, I'll catch you Monday, 3 o'clock. The Gareth Cliff Show is next. Have a dope weekend. Shout out to producer Kat for a good week. Shout out to Jono for a good week. Shout out to CS Sangweni Finn for a good week. And once again, shout out to you, Flax. Dope segment, dude.
Thank you. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Hellman on Cliff Central.